Let's just look to the Word of God. Romans chapter number 3. Romans chapter 3 and verse number 23 through 26. Verse 23, no doubt, probably the majority of us could quote this. The Bible says in Romans 3 and 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified," verse 24, "being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Verse 25, our scripture text, "whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God." Verse 26, "to declare, I say, at this time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." Our scripture text, one more time, verse 25, "whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God." Let's pray. Lord, thank You for the privilege to be in Your house this morning. Thank You for this day. We ask Your blessings upon us, Lord, and Your anointing. God, we're fully aware of our weakness today. We're fully aware of the needs that are here today, God. We're also aware of Your power and Your grace that can help us. And I ask You for that today in Jesus' name. The church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. Propitiation. This word is taken mainly from the Greek, and that is taken from a word that the Greeks would use to propitiate their god, to satisfy their god or one of their gods, their many gods. And it's used in the New Testament. And this word is never used as man propitiating God or satisfying God or appeasing God or calming Him. Or you know, they would bring an offering to their God and they would be a propitiation. Instead of getting what they deserved from their false god or the curse, instead, everything would be fine. It's used in the New Testament, but it's always used as Christ is the propitiation, amen, for us. Christ satisfies God for us. Christ meets the demand of the Supreme. And here the Bible says that God set forth, amen, Jesus Christ to be a propitiation. How do we get this? How do we get this mercy? How do we get this saving faith? How do we find this, amen, appeasement to the God that has declared judgment upon us for the sins that are past? Now I need the Lord to help me this morning. I have a burden on my heart to preach this, and I'll try to be mindful of the time. Amen. The Lord knows exactly, amen, what He would like to speak to us today. Amen. But there's a very familiar scripture where He says, amen, that He writes unto us, amen, "little children, I write unto you, amen, that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, the mediator." Amen. He is the advocate, the mediator. Amen. In verse 2, He is the propitiation for our sins. He is the one that satisfies, amen, the demand for our sins. Sin, amen, demands judgment. Sin demands justice. Amen. And how do we get past this? How do we get, amen, from the outer court into the Holy of Holies. How do we get to that place? It is through, amen, according to this scripture here, amen. And I know that Jesus is our propitiation, but how we have access is through believing in the blood, through faith in the blood of Jesus. That's what this scripture says. The scripture uses this Greek word here, amen, and translated propitiation, and uses it. And how do we get this? And those Gentiles knew what he was talking about, amen, as they had served false gods for many years. They knew what Paul was saying, amen, this propitiation, this satisfying, this appeasing of this God. And but God, amen, is propitiated through Jesus Christ. And how do we access it? It's through believing in the blood. So I want to preach about that this morning. I want to preach about the blood. I want to preach about believing in the blood. Amen. I believe in the blood this morning. Amen. I believe in the blood of Jesus. I believe in the power of the blood of Jesus. I believe in the overcoming power of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Somebody wrote a song and said, it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. Amen. It's the blood. Hallelujah. It calms my fears. Amen. My doubts and fears. The blood of Jesus. Praise God. The blood of Jesus. He said that we have this access, that we have this satisfaction to God through faith in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Not by living right, even though I believe in living right. You know that. Amen. But we satisfy God through believing in the blood of Jesus, resting on the blood of Jesus, the importance of the blood of Jesus. Praise God. How we need the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Jesus Christ died and shed his blood. Now I know here, amen, the Bible said that the life is in the blood. And it's through faith in giving of his life and giving of his blood. He shed his blood. He gave his life. Amen. Nobody took his life from him. I know the Roman soldiers nailed the nails. I know the Jewish, amen, nation delivered him to the Romans and said, away with him, crucify him. Amen. And said, release unto us Barabbas. And Pilate said, what about this man? Said, let his blood be upon us and on our children. And I know that all of that went on, but Jesus said, I lay my life down, said, nobody takes it from me, said, amen, I lay it down, and he said, I take it back again. Praise God. And so, believing in his blood this morning, he shed his blood so that we could be saved, his life, praise God, through one man's sacrifice, through the sacrifice of one man, the whole human race can be saved. How's that possible? How's that possible? I know, amen, that to wrap our mind around it, amen, we must believe, amen, in who he is, that he is God. He is the divine Son of God. But, I've went to Africa a couple times, and ever so many years, I don't think it's time yet, but you have to get certain shots, you know, vaccines before you can go, and one of the requirements is a yellow fever shot. You have to get a yellow fever vaccine, and I remember getting that several years ago and have to always get checked to, you know, make sure it's still up to date. And actually, believe it or not, but my Bible got stolen. Some of y'all knew that, and they got stolen right here from the church. Well, praise God, my passport was in that Bible, and you know that you can just get another passport, but it was a very conflicting thing to me because I had my yellow fever vaccine record stapled in my passport because I don't need it for anything else other than traveling. And so I had to go, and it became a very complicated situation going and getting my record. Going there and going all around, you know, went all the way around Robin Hood's barn to prove to them. And then you can't just get a copy. You know, I had to get official. And then this doctor that had given me the shot, the yellow fever shot, he didn't want to, he was retired. Well, then another doctor, she didn't want to put her name on it because she didn't give me the shot. I mean, you're talking about it became a very complicated thing, and the time was coming down real short. And I said, well, just give me another shot. No, we can't do that. We're not going to give you another dose of yellow fever. Said, you've got so many years for you. Wait. But I was studying yesterday and about the blood of Jesus, and I read that yellow fever after the first war, after World War I, said that many African nations had this bad strain of yellow fever. And after World War I, there became a great influence of trade, amen, and a lot of different things taking place up and down the coast there. And it became such a serious issue that if a ship became infected with yellow fever, they would fly a yellow flag under their national flag, and it was like the flag of death, that yellow fever. And an American, he actually died of a yellow fever, and I don't want to get sidetracked on it. It's very interesting if you want to look it up. But the point that I'm making is there was one African man that survived the yellow fever. And there was a scientist that knew if we could get his blood, somehow we could immune people with the strain of his blood and get some of that from him and inject it in others. And it would be a weaker strain of the yellow fever. And that is where this one man, this one African man, that had survived the yellow fever. In 1927, they drew blood from him and put it in a bunch of monkeys. You think I'm crazy, but that's the truth. You look it up. And the monkeys became infected with the yellow fever. And many of them died. But the scientists knew right there, I've got a strain of yellow fever. And so they injected it in humans. They done it in mice and everything. And finally, in New York, several years later, they started injecting it in humans, and they contracted the virus, and they overcome it. They lived. It was a smaller strain. And they was immune to the yellow fever. And that man's blood is still what's injected in me, you, whoever, if you get the yellow fever shot. One man's blood. You think about Jesus Christ. When he shed his blood on Calvary and overcomes, he never sinned. He never sinned. He was immune to the sin when he arose from the grave. Hallelujah. He had conquered all the enemies. He had even conquered death, which is the last enemy that will be destroyed. Hallelujah. And if we have his blood on us and his blood in us, we have the power over the curse. This one man's blood, because he had survived, amen, that curse, Sister Janice, amen, that one man's blood, hallelujah, that scientist that ended up dying from the yellow fever himself, amen, he pushed, he taught, he told them in the 20s, he said, if we can inject people with this man's immune, amen, immune system, or however it is, praise God, but I'm telling you right now, according to what I studied out yesterday, if you go get the yellow fever shot, you get a dose of that man's blood from 1927. Praise God, because he beat the yellow fever. Thank God that Jesus, amen, beat sin. Thank God that he came to destroy the works of the devil. Thank God that we can overcome sin. Hallelujah. I know people that tell you, you have to sin, but you don't have to sin. If you have to sin, Jesus didn't do his job right. He didn't finish the job. Amen. I know we sin. Amen. But he said, I write unto you that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sin. And not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Thank God for the power of the blood of Jesus that will give us power over sin. Sins that are past, he said. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Redeemed through the blood. Amen. That blood that they put on the doorpost Moses said, kill that Passover lamb and take that blood and wrap it, amen, wipe it there on the doorpost, and said, when the death angel comes, amen, and sees that blood on your house, said, he'll pass over you. Amen. That night, that angel went through all of Egypt. And the Bible said there wasn't a house that there wasn't weeping in and there wasn't dead unless those that had the blood applied to them. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a death angel in this world today. The death angel of God's justice and judgment. The death angel of our sins coming home. Amen. The death angel of what we deserve. And yet the blood of Jesus causes him to pass over you. Amen. Did you notice what God said? It was a death angel. But God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Amen. I know, amen, that there's many curses. I know that there's many evils. I know that there's many tears. Amen. But God controls it all. Amen. And he's the one that causes them to pass over us. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Amen. Thank God for the blood of Jesus today that redeems us from sin. Verse 24, being justified freely by the grace through redemption that is in Christ, redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus, bought back. Amen. Restored back to the first place. When God created man, he didn't create him sinful. He created him holy and pure. And sin separated us. Amen. But through the blood of Jesus, we're bought and brought back to our first place. Thank God. Amen. The Bible said he would redeem us out of the hand of the enemy. The Bible tells us, amen, in Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 14. Lord, help me to preach this morning. I feel like I'm dragging this morning. Y'all with me this morning? Amen. I believe in the blood of Jesus this morning. Through faith in his blood, the propitiation for our sins. Glory to God. Let me get over here to it. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Verse 12, backing up, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through the blood, through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. No wonder the old saints of God, amen, learned to say, I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. When the powers of hell is against you, I plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. Praying for sinners, I plead the blood of Jesus. Praying for lost loved ones, I plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. I pray, I ask God for the blood of Jesus. I rest in the blood of Jesus. Amen. I come through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a song that said, up to the mount I go, up to the mount I go, and the host of sin gathers round me. Up to the mount of prayer I go, and then there's another line says, through the blood I go, through the blood I go. I believe in the blood of Jesus. It's the power of God, hallelujah, to give us grace in this hour to overcome. It's the power of God to protect us, like the blood that was on the doorpost. Amen. The devil can't cross the bloodline. Did you know that? Amen. Cover your house in the blood. Cover your children in the blood. Cover your mind in the blood. Amen. Cover everything in the blood of Jesus. Amen. It's through faith in his blood that he's the propitiation. Amen. The power of God, the grace of God. Amen. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They said in Holland many years ago that this king come down, was killing people because there was this certain town, there was many rebels in there, and so he just coming and killing. He sent his army in there, was killing. Said there was this group of innocent people that wasn't a part of the rebels, had gathered in this house, many of them there. And as the army was coming around, they was quiet, they was trying. A young man jumped up and ran out and grabbed a goat. Come in that goat, baa, baa, hollering. Put that goat down. Put him down. He took a knife right at the front door and cut that goat and let the blood run all in that door and run out under that door. And said the blood just ran out from the front door of that house and ran out just pouring out from under the blood, under the door. And said that when the army came, said, oh, we must have already been to this house. Said, look at all the blood coming out from under the door. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, amen, we don't have the power in ourselves against the enemy. We don't have the power in ourselves against the forces of hell. Hallelujah. But there's the Lamb that was slain. Amen. And when His blood, praise God, flows out from under the door, glory to God, the devil can't cross it. The devil can't do it. Amen. He has to turn back. He has to go back. Amen. We must have this redemption blood of Jesus upon us, for without it we're lost. We're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold. Peter told that man, he said, let your money perish with you. You're in the bond of iniquity. Amen. He wanted to buy the power of the Holy Ghost with money. Hallelujah. Peter, amen, knew that it couldn't be bought with money. And he wrote sometime later, we're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold. Amen. But with the precious blood of Jesus, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. Amen. Silver and gold. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, amen, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in these last times for you. Somebody wrote a song and said, I know I've said that a lot, said, when God, amen, looked down at Abel and Cain, when Cain killed Abel, said God saw a cross. Amen. He knew, amen, that his son was going to have to die. Amen. When David committed sin with Bathsheba, God saw a cross. Amen. And he knew his son was going to have to die. Amen. When me and you sinned, amen, when Adam sinned, amen, God looked down at us and he saw a cross. Amen. And he knew that the day would come that his son would have to shed his blood so we could be saved. He was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world, before the world was formed. God had the plan of salvation so that we could be saved through the faith in the blood of Jesus. I'm telling you this morning, church, if you're sick, believe in the blood. If you're lost, believe in the blood. If your children are lost, believe in the blood. If you have a need this morning, believe in the blood. Because the blood of Jesus, amen, has the power to overcome every obstacle and carry us through. Praise the Lord. Before the foundation of the world, the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary for our sins. It's through faith in His blood. Every year they took those bulls and goats, him and they took them and they sacrificed them. And Hebrews tells us, oh God help us. He said it's neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood He entered in once under the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh. If the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more? Can somebody say more? How much more shall the blood of Christ, praise God, every year, that high priest, and I'm out of time, every year that high priest, amen, and those would come and sacrifice, praise God, and sprinkle that blood on the mercy seat, sprinkle that blood around. He had bells on the bottom of him so they'd hear them bells ringing. Amen. Just in case he had sin and God would kill him. Amen. He had a rope tied to him when he went in there. Amen. Because they'd pull him out if he was killed. Amen. And they would take, amen, and sprinkle that blood, and God would purify and sanctify the flesh. And Hebrews here, he said, how much more if the blood of bulls and goats, if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, amen, if those things that those Jewish priests would do, and God would be pleased, it was only, amen, a forepicture. It was only a picture of what Christ would do. Amen. They'd bring that heifer and kill her. Amen. They'd take her blood. Amen. They'd burn her body. Amen. They'd take that goat. They had to bring two goats. You knew that. They'd kill one. They'd sprinkle the other one and let him go. Amen. Into the wilderness to live and bear our sins. Or bear their sins in the wilderness. Amen. And God was pleased. Only for a matter of time. And the Apostle Paul said, if that worked for a little while, how much more shall the blood of Christ, amen, Jesus Christ, who walked among man and went about doing good and healing the sick and casting out devils and weeping over cities, amen, and Jesus Christ, who didn't waste to lay his head, who was born in a manger, and Jesus Christ laid himself down on the cross, amen, and gave his blood for us. How much more shall that propitiate God? How much more shall that please God? I'm thankful for the blood this morning, and I believe in the blood. Stand together with me this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Propitiation. They brought their offering to those Greek gods. And it was such a valuable offering that that Greek god who was false, way down in the corners of their mind and life, they thought he was satisfied and propitiated. The Apostle Paul wrote to those Romans and said, if you'll believe in the blood, if you'll have faith in the blood, you got a propitiation for your sins that are past. Past sins, haunting sins, memories of sins that you've committed, mistakes you've made, hurts that you've caused your family, hurts that you've done, past sins. God wants to put them right there in the past. Mistakes I've made. Oh, they haunt me, preacher. I wish I would have done different. You can't back it up. You can't push rewind on the tape. But there is the blood of Jesus, God's Son. How do you know the blood of Jesus cleanses from sin? A man screamed out in the church one time. The preacher take him back for a moment. Grabbed his bearing and said, how do you know? How can you explain that water quenches thirst? I can't. You can't, but you know it does. You might not can explain it, but you know it does. I might not can explain it this morning, and I've tried to. I might not can get it just right in your mind where you realize that the blood of Jesus will forgive you of all those sins. Preacher said that the man was so haunted by his past sins that he could never get victory in the church. He finally just gave up. He was so haunted by the things that he had done, the mistakes he had made, the choices he had made. Come in one night and said, preacher, I got the victory. He could tell there's a change about him.
What happened? He said, I dreamed one night that I was climbing a mountain. And he said, I'd climb up a little ways and I'd fall back down exhausted. He said, I'd try again. He said, I'd die the hardest I could, sweat, striving to get to the top. He said, I'd fall back down. He said, finally, I realized that I was climbing the mountain of things that I had done and guilt. They was just all piled. This guilt, I would just feel worse the higher I'd climb. I'd fall back down. Said, I sat in this dream, exhausted, totally exhausted, and looked at this mountain and said, God, I'll never be able to climb that mountain. I've done too many bad things. And he said, as I looked to the top, I saw something further up. He said, I looked higher in this dream, and Jesus was actually on the cross. And he said, I could see the nail in his feet. He said, the nail was in his feet in this dream. And he said, I seen one drop of blood trickle out from that nail print. He said, it come down on his toe. One drop of blood. And he said, it dropped. And he said, in my dream, it hit the top of that mountain. And he said, that mountain. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. This lady that I know, she couldn't quit smoking cigarettes. She said the same thing that that man saw. She's in the church, though, and she said, I saw it on the cross. And she said, I saw a drop of blood come out of his foot and come down. She said it got right on the end of his big toe and dripped. And she said, in this vision, she said, I had a cigarette in my mouth. And she said that drop of blood hit the end of that cigarette and put it out. And she said, I never wanted another one. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus this morning. The power of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead and sing. If you have a need this morning, sickness, anything, if you're here this morning, you're lost, you're not right with God. The blood of Jesus. You need strength this morning? The blood of Jesus. From day to day. It'll never lose its power. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Church, let's gather into prayer this morning.